Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the best of all time is going to have a significant role for the Colts tonight. And you know what? It might be a good thing for the Houston Texans. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610.
Explain yourself.
We know about the Texans' kicking struggles. Kyahmi Fairbairn, he's missed 5 extra points and 5 field goals. To the point where John Lopez is already seeking out replacements.
No, I found one.
You did.
Not seeking out. I found the dude.
You think you did.
No, I found him.
You think you did.
I found him.
But Kyahmi is going to be kicking for the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. And I think even his supporters, such as myself, don't feel great about Kyahmi lining up for a huge field goal in this situation. It's only fair. I mean, our eyes don't lie. And Kyahmi has not been good. However, he won't be the worst kicker in tonight's game.
No,
the worst
won't.
Kicker in tonight's game is actually one of the greatest kickers of all time, Adam Vinatieri. And it looked like early in the season that Adam Vinatieri, who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, he is the best to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like early in the season he was going to be cut.
Or retire.
But he's hung around with the Indianapolis Colts, and things have gotten so bad that as I'm doing research for today's show, I'm looking at wagers, I'm looking at bets, I'm looking at odds just to get a grasp of what the experts think about today's game. There is a kicking prop online, and I want a prop bet. How bad is Adam Vinatieri? There is a prop bet where if you bet on Adam Vinatieri to miss either an extra point or a field goal tonight, in order to win $100, you have to bet $160. If you say he's not going to, $100 wins you $130.
Okay.
Which means Adam Vinatieri, the greatest of all time, missing a kick is a significant favorite tonight. And the greatest kicker of all time is going to have a significant role for the Colts. And it looks like that could be a good thing for your Houston Texans at NRG.
So Adam Vinatieri missing a field goal or extra point is plus 130.
Making
is plus 130.
Missing
you
is
have to
minus
bet 160. Ooh, so that's that's the favorite. That's the favorite. I wonder what the odds would be for Fairbairn.
Well, I don't think that very many people are trying to bet on Kyahmi Fairbairn.
What odds would you set, Sean Pendergast? I'll make you Sean
Zero.
Pendergast.
I don't think he's going to miss one.
No. What odds would you set?
For him to probably like
make and miss.
Minus 120 both ways.
Minus 120 both ways? Or minus 120 and plus 120?
Yeah. No, minus 120 both ways.
Really?
That's how it works.
Wow. Okay. So, all right. So, I look, Adam Vinatieri's having a bad year. Kyahmi Fairbairn, that doesn't make you feel any better about Kyahmi Fairbairn. It just makes you feel like anytime there's a kick tonight, people are going to be like.
Sometimes other people's misery can help you feel better about your dire situations.
Schadenfreude.
I mean, every once in a while, if you have a troubling kicking situation, if theirs is worse, I think it should make you feel a little bit better. It's all about winning all three phases,
right?
And I think the Texans the kicking advantage, and the loyalty that the Colts have shown to Adam Vinatieri could bite them tonight on the big stage. Let's just go back in time.
Well, hold on. What about the loyalty that they've showed to Kyahmi Fairbairn?
Kyahmi Fairbairn's better than Adam Vinatieri right now.
By how much? Like a fraction?
By a lot.
No.
By
on.
A lot.
Come
no,
on now.
Vinatieri's missing like 41 yarders to win games and stuff. Like, and he's missing.
Fairbairn's missed 5 extra points.
He hadn't cost him any games. Vinatieri.
He will.
Vinatieri has single-handedly cost the Colts 2 games this year.
Yeah, no, you're right. He has.
2 games.
He absolutely has.
Let's just go back.
That doesn't make me feel any better about Fairbairn.
It makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to week 2 when Adam Vinatieri, it looked like he was going to retire. He missed a couple extra points, missed a field goal. And after the game, he told the media types, look, I'm not going to talk right now. Just give me a day. I need to sleep on something and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. So Adam Vinatieri on Monday, we anticipated his retirement. He met with the media, and this is what he had to say.
Sometimes we all need a little bit of time to decompress and think about stuff. So I just needed an extra little extra time to clear my mind.
What was the result of that time to clear your mind?
It's just like I said, you just want to be able to make sure you get your thoughts figured out, what you want to say.
Hey Adam, when you made that comment, you left. What was going through your
mind? Let's not read into stuff. First and foremost, I think ultimately I just need a little extra time. But for me, saying I'll see you guys tomorrow meant I want some time to clear my mind. All the nasty, crazy, little funny rumors that we like to spread had nothing to do with any of that stuff. I just need a little extra time.
And he's been even worse since, John.
You can tell he's incredibly frustrated. And he should be. I mean, it's that guy that just doesn't have it anymore, you know? And it's sad to watch. It really is. I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago after a miss that we were talking about. I mean, he's Willie Mays. He's Willie Mays stumbling around out there sometimes. He's not really good, I mean, anymore. It's a crapshoot anytime he lines it up. That doesn't make me feel any better about tonight, other than if he lines up for a key field goal. But if Fairbairn does the same, I won't feel any better.
Do you still feel the certain fear, though, that you felt for, almost two decades, really?
That it's over?
Well, yeah, whenever Adam Vinatieri lines up, even though he is a shell of himself, is it still natural for you whenever he lines up to just feel like the worst is coming? Like a lot of times when someone's
anymore.
Done so much, you are that dumb with Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
To the point where, let's say there's a 45-yard field goal and the Colts are trailing by two with under a minute
left. What was the game where he kicked the game in the wind and snow?
I think it was 50 yards. It was the tuck game.
I think it was 50 yards.
It was the tuck game.
In the snow with a blowing wind and all these other things. From that moment on, I'm like, all right, well, every time that he lined up, it's over. You know, it's ball game. I don't feel that way anymore.
What are some things that you've been most loyal to that you probably should have gotten rid of sooner, like in life? Where it kind of bad, like you always give it the benefit of the doubt. They've always been, you know, really good to you, but you know that the best days are over. Is it like a shirt? Is it like a tool? Is it a fishing rod?
Well, you know how I use the four stages of my fishing shirts. I've talked about that.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't want to call you out, but you were wearing a definite D-lister earlier this week. I thought you just got off the boat.
That thing
smelled like fish, and you had like stains on it.
It did not smell like fish.
I'm just telling you. I thought you were eating tuna, but apparently that shirt. I don't know where you got that from.
I have four stages of fishing shirt. I have a brand new fishing shirt. That's my dress shirt. I could wear it to church if I had to. Definitely wear it.
No, today's you can pull off anywhere.
This is a new one that actually a listener gave me. I didn't even buy this one.
Yeah, you could go to a nice mixer in that one.
Yeah,
but the one that you were rocking earlier this week.
No, I'll be honest. Let me tell that story real quick.
Like a hillbilly.
So just for those who weren't listening, thank you very much, girl. I have four stages. I've got the new shirt. That's my dress shirt, going out shirt. I've got the shirt that I've had that maybe I've gone fishing in it once, but I didn't get it dirty. And that's kind of your shorts and sandals shirt that you're going out to a casual dinner with.
Yeah.
Then I got my fishing shirt. The actual fishing shirt has a few stains, has a few miles. Faded a little bit.
All right, now get to the one you wore this
week.
That's
the one I wore this week, the actual fishing shirt. I've got two.
You might want to go down a level there, buddy.
Well, they go in stages.
Like I said, I know I look like I'm basically wearing a picnic. I'm basically wearing a picnic mat right now.
Well,
so
it's
you
funny
can clown
you
me all
that.
You want.
I have two chartreuse long sleeve fishing shirts, same color. One's a newer one. One's one that I fish in. I grabbed the wrong one and I went to the gym. So I didn't have time to go back and get the actual one I wanted to wear. So you're right. I wore an actual fishing shirt on Tuesday, I believe it was. And then I have
looked
the fourth.
Like you went shrimping in that shirt.
And then I have stage four where you can actually
in a storm.
You can actually probably see through it, and you know it had. You can see the former blood, the old blood stains from. Fish
I think that was
stuff.
It.
No, that's stage
John,
three.
I saw some blood on this one.
No.
Well, on the left side.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure I saw some blood on the left side. I
and stage
ask you
four
questions.
Is for yard work.
So that was a stage four?
No, stage three.
Figgy. Figgy. We got to go at least
should
three
I
and a
drop
half.
It to stage four?
We got to go at least 3-5-1. We got to go at least. It's got to be. I'm not saying it has to be a four or a three. It's damn sure not a three. Mm-hmm. It's got to be closer to a four than a three.
Figgy. A 3.5?
My man here.
Was it a tweener?
It smelled like fish.
It did not smell. You're
it
making
smelled
that up.
Like fish. Like when your uncle cuts the fish, mm-hmm. and so, and he has like the little pieces of the fish on his shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And he can cut it. Yeah, that. I thought you were cutting fish in that shirt.
Figgy?
I mean, I couldn't smell it because I'm in a different room, but...
It had a couple stains.
Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest fish.
Well, and I'm recognizing that. I've got the good chartreuse, the Sunday Moat go to meeting shirt, you know, and then I've got the actual fish. I grabbed the wrong one, and I was at Lifetime. What do you want me to do?
No, I'm just saying.
Stop and buy a new shirt?
I mean, I didn't say it at the time, but now that you're mentioning the layers of fishing shirts.
Four stages.
That's all I'm saying. 713-572-4610. Again, chances to go to the game tonight between 12:45 and 12:55. You got to pick them up today, though. You got to pick them up today. So if you win these tickets, you might as well just tell your boss I'm off. I'm going to the game. I'm going to get the tickets. I'm going to go out there and tailgate, and you're going to have a good time. Enough said, by the way, having Thanksgiving dinner tonight. For their tailgate, so you better believe I'll be.
A couple of other tailgators said, "Hey man, give us a shout out too.
I'll find him. I'll find him at Landry Locker at Lopez on Sports. I'll be out there judging, and then I'll go out there and see what's popping. Let's go to the racist redneck. Racist redneck, you're on In the Loop on a game day. Go ahead.
Hey Johnny, don't feel too bad, man. I'm wearing a tweener shirt today, man. It don't smell too good in this truck right now, but I'm right there with you, baby. Hey, real quick, I know I'm a little late. On this subject, but you know, I'm a week late. But Mason Rudolph, man, they need to leave that dude alone, dude. Everybody talking about he needs to be punished this. He already got punished. He took a friggin' helmet to the dome. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you take either a 2-game suspension or a helmet to the dome. I'm taking that 2 days off every single time. I don't care. All right, so real quick, game day, baby. We're going to be at Carbach tonight watching the game. And hey, let me ask you, what's the line on it tonight?
4 points.
4 points. All right, so if we lose by 2 possessions or more, this will be the last game of the season for me. I'm out.
You know what?
Oh, man. There are a lot of people saying that. There are a lot of people saying what he's saying.
Yep.
That if they lose today, they out. Mm-hmm. The holidays have begun for a lot of people. I don't believe everyone who says that, but there are people at least saying it, John.
Now, who knows if they will follow through, but I'm saying that's the importance of the game. They're like, all right, you know, okay, what happened in Baltimore. You lose this one, you get down to a 20% chance of even just winning the division, I'm out. Now, I don't think that's a lot of people, like, you know, that say, oh, I'm never shopping at blah, blah, blah again. And then there you see them there next, you know, next Sunday or whatever. But it still means it was irritating to them that much.
OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. I'm a ball of emotions. I've been known to get a little bit emotional, but this game day has me feeling like I've never quite felt before, and I need a therapy session with John Lopez. I need the OG, the wise OG, to help me get out of my own feelings, as the kids say, game day emotions and therapy next. I need some therapy. I need it from the OG. Might need it from the loopholes. 713-572-4610. I need you to help me out on this emotional game day. I'm feeling like I've never felt before on a game day. It's weird, John.
Very You're a ball weird. Of emotions. You're in a glass case of emotions.
I'm always excited on game day. I'm always pumped. But for some reason today,
mm-hmm.
4 days after what happened in Baltimore, the Baltimore massacre, I still feel like I got the red handprint from the bitch slap that I received from Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, and company. I still feel like it's there. I still feel like the whiplash and the reality that I was fed by those Baltimore Ravens, when they basically told me and everybody else that was buying into the Texans
mm-hmm.
as an elite team in the AFC, they basically said, not so fast, my friend. Go back to the kids section. Go back to the AFC South.
Right.
I feel like I'm still feeling that. I feel like, you know, usually we would just now be going on to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be able to get our feet underneath us, and we would look ahead to Sunday's game. And by the time we got there, I would just be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would feel. However, It's like when a tragedy happens.
It's not your fault.
When a tragedy happens.
It's not your fault.
Like what we saw in Baltimore. They tell you to stay busy.
It's not your fault.
And I feel like because I've stayed busy, I haven't really expressed my emotions as to how disappointing that loss was on Monday. I know, or on Sunday. I know we talked about it on Monday. I just feel like
it's not your fault, Landry. It's not your fault.
Furthermore,
Goodwill Hunting.
I'm aware. Good movie. Also, I feel that if the Texans do win tonight, they don't need to apologize for winning. But I don't know if that's even supposed to make me feel much better, because that dose of reality, that bitch slap that I got in Baltimore, is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'll be happy that the Texans will be in the fast track or on the fast track towards AFC South success, I guess I could say.
Supremacy,
whatever. I'll still know that that's really nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that 4 out of 5 times, John. So as I'm heading into this game, I'm excited to see how it's going to play out. I'm excited to see if the Texans can beat Jacoby Brissett for the first time. I'm excited to see Deshaun Watson in primetime. I love when the Colts are in town. I love when the Texans play the Colts.
Right.
I love the matchup between Frank Reich and Bill O'Brien. I love a lot of the things we're going to see. I love a villain in the stadium embracing the role like T.Y. Hilton does. Yeah. I love seeing that. I love DeAndre Hopkins. I think DeAndre Hopkins is the best receiver this franchise has ever had, along with Andre Johnson. He might actually end up being better. But I just don't know how to feel, John. I need your help. I need the people's help. 713-572-4610.
Well, here's what I would say. Tonight is not going to fix anything, because we've had tonight before. You know what I mean? I got something that will help you, though, that at least help you cope with it, if you will. We've had games like this ad nauseum, you know, a bunch of them.
And thanks, Doc.
I'm explaining why you feel the way you do. Like, you're kind of numb, right? You're kind of like, I don't know. You're on such a down from not being able to get over the hump last weekend. And now you're like, oh, really? Colts again? Oh, really? Division? We're talking about the division again. We're talking about that. So here's my point. You have to approach tonight like you're an alcoholic.
What?
Hear me out.
You're trying to kill me?
No, hear me out. You're not trying to get to back to Baltimore. You're not trying to get to that level tonight. You just got to get through today. Like an alcoholic. I'm not going to worry about being 6 months sober. I just want to be sober today. I'm not going to worry about, you shouldn't worry about becoming an elite team, becoming a team that I said anyway, you know, looked like it's capable of winning a Super Bowl or getting to a Super Bowl. You're not going to be the talk of the NFL tonight. You're not. But just get through tonight. That's what I would tell you.
I mean, what do you want me to do? Take some freaking NyQuil? And then just wake up tomorrow? I'll be right back to reality, Doc.
He's going to be like those alcoholics who start chain smoking, you know?
God. Be addicted to coffee or something.
Landry's going
to
be sparking up heaters in the stands.
Let's go to Sam from Sugarland. Maybe he can help this doctor out. Sam, help me out, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to help you out, all right, bro. You're going to be crying all day tomorrow because the Texans are going to show the world how crap of a coach Bill O'Brien is. And hopefully he gets fired.
Thank you for editing yourself, by the way.
Now that's... would that make me feel better?
I know what you were going to say.
So he's saying that reality, instead of dealing with... Oh, well, something just made me feel better. Wingstop in the building.
Hey, now.
Wingstop in the building. Hey, that might make me feel a little bit better. Okay, but what Sam was saying was that... Hey, by the way, Rappin' Duke just texted. Rappin' Duke said that he just sent a song.
Oh, nice.
Rappin' Duke songs always make me feel better. So we'll listen to one of those in a second. Look at how much Figgy smiles.
That's from Nuff Said?
Yeah. Look at how much Figgy smiles when Wings are around.
Figgy loves him.
I've never seen anything like that.
No, Figgy, I'm not. No. We know you like Wings.
My gosh, Figgy.
Just made my day.
But he's saying that this is another alcohol thing as we keep the alcohol thing going.
I know it's a little bit kind of out there, but I'm 100% serious. You're not going to become an elite team tonight.
But what, you know what Sam said?
Yeah.
He said the best scenario is for the Texans to lose because he says you have to hit rock bottom instead of just staying in that comfort zone. And like an alcoholic, a lot of times if they always have that safety net, they never actually reach happiness. He's saying a Texans loss and hitting rock bottom would mean that the changes would actually be made. And my sadness that we're going back to the same old would be eliminated. Do we have that Rappin' Duke song?
We're not there yet, are we, with Bill O'Brien? We're not Charlie Strong losing to Kansas and Texas fans being happy.
I don't want to go there
yet. We're not there yet.
I don't want to go there yet. But yeah. Rappin' Duke songs, they always make me feel a little bit better. Let's hear what Rappin' Duke's got for me.
Rise up. Astros take your lumps and grow. Rise up. Game 7, you reap what you sow. Rise up, okay. Play fair, don't do it again. Rise up, sign a starter, and bolster the bullpen. Rise up, B.O.B., break the curse of Reich and Brissett. Rise up, Deshaun Hakiki, D-Hop, and Kikini the Jet. Rise up, Rockets, let's play some D. Rise up, you might even win championship number 3. Rise up, loopholes, bring your takes hot and clean. Rise up, like Kanye and Joel Osteen. Rise up, in the loop, you know what to do. Rise up, like Sean's little fella after popping a blue chew. Well, maybe not that, Pilgrims.
Wow. Okay.
Split is legit.
There's some more people who want to help me out. All right. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on In the Loop. Hey. Help me out. Help me out, man.
What's up, Landry and OG?
What's up?
Nice to hear from you guys. I tell you what, man. Like, tonight, if we win, it's just going to take the nasty taste out of our mouth. But the real temperature gauge for how the Texans are and where they are is, can we get further into the playoffs than we've made it before with OB? Or are we going to be embarrassed again on national TV when it really counts?
There we go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Approach it like an alcoholic.
Tim, you're not helping me.
Get through today, and then you got the Patriots, right?
Tim, Andrew, help me out, please.
Now, I don't know what's more depressing. The fact that we traded 2 first-round draft picks for 1 tackle, or that our O-line played like complete crap.
Man,
that's not helping you, is it? That's not helping Landry.
Dude. I mean, now, a loophole on the text line did bring something up. And you can tell this is a huge listener of the show. He says it doesn't take much to get me excited.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do win today, 9 days from tomorrow, the Patriots will be in town for Sunday Night
Football.
That's
what I'm saying.
So I can at least.
Yeah.
I go all in? If the Texans win tonight against the Colts, is it time for me to go all in and convince myself
that they're going to beat the Patriots? You're going to have the opportunity. It's going to be that Colts game all over again.
I'll have 9 days to look forward to the arrival of Tom Brady and Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You know what? Thank you very much, text line.
See there?
Thank you very much, text line. I feel so much better. Shout out to the Nuff Said Tailgaters for the wing stop, by the way. Let's be honest. That's really what has me feeling a lot better. John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig. On a game day, we got a big game tonight, and the numbers do not lie. We'll give them to you next.
Luck takes a knee with 35 seconds to go. This game is over. The winning streak is over. The Texans fall to Indianapolis. Victory formation. Andrew Luck takes the snap, takes a knee, and the season is over for the Houston Texans. A stunning loss at home. They fall short in the playoffs by 14 to their nemesis, the Indianapolis Colts. And Brissett takes the snap, takes a knee, it's over. The Texans fall to Indianapolis as the Colts take over first place in the AFC South.
3-game losing streak. That's the Texans situation heading into this game against the Indianapolis Colts. Will it end? Will you be there to see it? Between 12:45, 12:55, we'll give you a chance to be there to see the Texans look to end this streak. Just how significant is this game, J-Lo? Lay it out for me. If I asked you that question, how would you answer it?
I think it's the second most important game they've played all year behind the Ravens game last week. But given the loss to the Ravens, I mean, this is it's a true pivotal game. I think the Texans' hopes for the playoffs, I think the Texans' hopes as a serious contender can pivot in drastically in one direction or the other tonight. You lose. I personally, I know the math says you're still probably a favorite among a lot of the contending teams out there, but I personally feel if you lose, you will not make the playoffs. That's just my opinion. If you win, you pivot all of a sudden to another chance to maybe get that statement win against the Patriots next week and move forward and make some real hay in terms of maybe even getting back in the conversation for a first-round bye.
Just to bring some statistical data to back up what you just said, tonight's winner has a 74% chance to win the AFC South. Loser drops to around 20%.
Right.
That according to the ESPN's Football Power Index. So that's pretty massive. You got about a 3-4 chance or a 1-5 chance on this. It doesn't get much bigger than that. And it's going to be big all the way around the NFL because whoever wins this game is going to get to sit around and watch the rest of the NFL get shaped up on Sunday, because I'm calling this Separation Sunday.
That's
for the NFL.
Very college football-y, but I think it's appropriate.
Well, let me give you some data to back that up.
Yeah.
12 of the 16 teams in the NFL with a record of 500 or better will be playing against each other this weekend.
Yeah, that's huge.
12 of 16. Two of them have byes, actually. Mm-hmm. So 12 of 16. A lot of times you see good teams playing bad teams, so on so forth. 12 of 16, that's pretty significant. And the first meeting of such tonight right here on Sports Radio 610, Seth and Sean get you started with the pregame. T.Y. Hilton. He's been pretty good against the Houston Texans.
Yeah, to say the least. To say the least.
Here are his biggest statistical games, or his most impressive statistical games against the Texans. In 2013, he had a 7-catch, 121-yard game.
Mm-hmm.
2014, he had a 9-catch, 223-yard game. 2017, he had a 5-catch, 175-yard game.
Jesus, this guy.
And in 2018, last year, he had a 9-catch, 199-yard game against the Texans.
9 catches, 199 yards. I mean, this guy is just stupid against the Texans. That's not breaking any news. I understand that. But if it happens again, given the, you know, what the stakes are in this game, the Texans have heard, you know, Bill O'Brien and all the coaches are going to be pumping up, you guys haven't beat them in 3 straight, and T.Y. Hilton. And if he does it again, man, it's just going to make you want to drink bleach. I mean, it's just awful. Just awful.
I wanted to drink bleach when I found out he was playing.
I know.
Although I do appreciate having him in the house.
Oh, no. It makes for better television. That's for darn sure. It just makes you anxious.
Just better theater. Just way better theater when T.Y. Hilton is out there. By the way, he's played 3 games with Brissett. That 5-catch, 175, that was with Jacoby Brissett in 2017. Also had a 3-catch, 14-yard game in which the Texans pretty much kept him in check. But just the nuisance that he was still on display, because he got in a little bit of a fist fight with Jonathan Joseph. Each of them could have easily been ejected, but neither one was. That was also in 2017. And then this year, 6 catches, 74 yards, and a touchdown. And the other thing that I think to keep in mind with tonight's matchup is there are guys who make plays, and there are guys who, when they make plays, it just kind of feels like momentum is shifting, or there's like just a different amount of energy that comes with them making plays. I think T.Y. Hilton,
he's one of them,
and Ebron are that with the Colts. Ebron's gotten to be a little bit of a nuisance for the Texans in that every time he makes a catch, there's a little extra, there's a little bit more mouthing off. I know he got under the skin of Bernhardrick McKinney last game, and Bernhardrick McKinney had a unnecessary roughness penalty that actually cost the Texans 7 points instead of 3 in the red zone. It was on a 3rd down. Look out for Eric Ebron and T.Y. Hilton. If they make plays for the Colts, they're going to taunt the NRG crowd, and it just seems like the game is a little bit different when they make those plays.
I totally agree. I think both those guys. And by the way, don't ever let anyone tell you that a change of scenery doesn't make a big difference in a player's
Eric Ebron
career.
Was a bust.
He was just
a bust in Detroit.
A blocker in Detroit.
Well, and a guy who dropped a lot of passes, yeah, which he still does every once in a while now.
And he gets to the Colts, and all of a sudden he's a Pro Bowler and a real thorn in the side of the Texans. But T.Y. Hilton, to me, they're going to try to get him going early because he knows – they know that he'll get in the Texans' secondary head
secondary's collective head,
and they are really, really depleted. Mike Adams out, Lonnie Johnson out, Justin Reed out. We'll find out on Bradley Roby. He's questionable, but I think, you know, he's probably going to play, but who knows to what degree he's going to be healthy.
What's Deshaun Gibson
going to
be? And
Deshaun Gibson is questionable, too.
And that's
he's
the tight end guy.
He's huge.
He's even more huge with Reed out.
Right. No, he's huge because of Eric Ebron.
I mean, if Deshaun Gibson's not playing and Justin Reed's not playing, those are your starting safeties.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
No, it's not good, and especially – and look, we're not like going to just completely say Texans are going to get, you know, worked here. That's what makes us anxious is what we're talking about, and I'm anxious about this game because of the defensive pressure that is not being put on opposing quarterbacks. You know what? Let's talk about Whitney Merciless here for a second. All right?
Talk to me, J-Lo. Talk to me.
Because I really feel, you know, he's one of our favorites. He comes on our show all the time, every
year.
Does
a lot in the community.
But you can't ignore the obvious, okay? Without J.J. Watt last week, this Texans front pass rush, this front seven, front four.
Got bullied. Bullied.
When your secondary is hurt, you don't have an option. You will get worked. You will get beat soundly if your secondary is depleted like the Texans is and you don't get pressure on the quarterback. Can I interest you in a stat?
Yep.
And this is an incredible stat. First four games of the season for Whitney Merciless. 15 tackles, 5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles. In the first four games, 15 tackles, 5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles. In the last six, 19 tackles in 2 more games, only 4 more tackles, half a sack, 0 forced fumbles. In 6 games after that hot start, Whitney Merciless has cost himself a lot of money and not gotten the production that the Texans needed, especially with no J.J. Watt on the field. It has to change today. Whitney Merciless has to make a play in the backfield today.
The problem is this is probably the best offensive line they'll face. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like Baltimore's O-line's not bad, but this O-line's better. So that's...
Yeah.
The problem there.
Yeah.
Do you just have to play fundamentally sound? Is it I don't see them blitzing really.
I don't know.
You can't.
You
can't put these corners on an island.
You can't, that's true, but you can't let Jacoby Brissett just and T.Y. Hilton run free back there. You know, what's going to happen? What are the odds if you don't get pressure on Jacoby Brissett or bring pressure on Jacoby Brissett? Of T.Y. Hilton staying covered if the play breaks down. 0. So, I mean, it's one of those, you got to roll the dice, I think. Unless Whitney Merciless all of a sudden is just going to go back to his ways of the first four games. Not to pile on, man, but it is what it is. Those numbers don't lie. He's fallen off a cliff. Whitney Merciless fallen off a cliff. 5 sacks in 4 games, you kidding me? And then half a sack in 6? There's no other way to describe that. And he's not on the injury report. Have you seen him on the injury report?
No.
No.
He's getting a lot more attention now, too.
Well, number of reasons for that. JJ gone, no to Clowney, et cetera. Yeah.
So tell me what happens, John. Tell me what you think happens.
I mean,
don't seem too optimistic about this defense.
No, I'm not. I mean, let's just be honest. That's again, I started the show an hour and 45 minutes ago saying, man, I'm anxious. I still am, and I'm kind of talking myself into more anxiety here as we go through some of these numbers and discussions. But I think you've got to roll the dice a little bit. I think you got to be very selective and smart with the pressure you bring because your secondary is hurting, and the only way to help them is to get Brissett on his heels, alter his throws, bat down a couple of balls, or best-case scenario, take him down for a sack. And you're just not doing it with front four, front three, whatever you're going
to
bring.
I think it's just going to be one of those where the offense is going to have to take them home. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's the identity of the Texans. It's the offense. So the Colts are not the Colts aren't a team that's just going to light it up. This isn't like a 25, 30 point per game type offense, really. Mm-hmm. That's just not how they play. It's not how they want to play. They want to be physical. They want to control the line of scrimmage. They want to run the rock.
Right.
Texans, they can spread you out. They can throw the rock around. They can throw the rock around when Deshaun Watson's doing what he's doing. It's one of the better offenses in the league. Mm-hmm. You got the receivers. You got the backs. This might just be a game where Bill O'Brien has to approach this. We got to score 35 to win this game.
Yeah.
Not we got to tread water. We got to tread water. The week-to-week game plan type thing. Mm-hmm. We got to go out there. We got to play to our strength. And we got to go out there and approach this game like we're facing a team that is going to that can score, even though it's not really a scoring team. And you just got to let the offense take you home. That would be my game plan if I'm Bill O'Brien. Now, I'm not Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien knows more about football than me, but that's what I would do.
And for God's sakes, don't start slow like you've been starting slow.
Do they have a choice, John?
I would guess so, but I haven't seen that choice. I mean, I haven't seen them operate it. They've just
3 points on the first drive this year. 3 points for the Texans on the first
Which
drive.
Which game?
It was against Jacksonville. Or, yeah, was it Jacksonville?
You mean all the games?
Yes.
3 points in all the first drives.
Yes. Which to me is
that's
really
problematic.
That's beyond that's weird. That's weird because if you are an offensive coach, those plays are scripted.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you have like an offensive mastermind, it's kind of the opposite. Like you have trouble making adjustments. But when the offense is first out there, when it's scripted, when it's crafted, when you've watched all this tape
yeah.
that we hear about being watched,
mm-hmm.
that's when you know what you're looking for. You know what you want to see. You lay it out. That's kind of a problem. That's a big. Like if I were a head coach looking at an offense and you told me, through 10 games with Deshaun Watson as my quarterback, an offensive line that you've invested all this in, and the receivers and the running backs, if you told me that I had 3 points on opening drives, I mean, that's pretty yeah. telling. That's pretty troubling.
Yeah. No, that's almost inexcusable, right? 3 points in all your first drives? What was the big stat last week? That was the first opening drive that the Ravens didn't score. Remember that? They are a touchdown, I think, or something like that. Or they had a big streak of scoring touchdowns on their first drive.
I missed
drive.
That.
No, you didn't see that?
I mean, I saw a lot of – John, they were – I mean, damn, John. Mm-hmm. Like, they were throwing so many damn numbers at me, I felt like I was in a freaking
But what
Math
I'm saying
class.
Is that's inexcusable to have 3 points in all your first drives when teams like the Ravens that you want to aspire to be are scoring on all their first drives.
Are the Texans crazy. Aspiring to be the Ravens?
To get to that level.
Well, I mean, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Damn. John Lopez, Landry Locker. It is game day here on Sports Radio 610. Rockets had a game yesterday in Denver. They fall 105-95. Daniel House, he left the game with a hurt right shoulder. He got picked by Big Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen whether it's separated or not, but he left the game. They lost. They are in Los Angeles. They got an off night tonight.
Well, they need it. I mean, they had a really good run there, but all of a sudden ran into a little bit of defense. Daniel House. Is he their third best player right now? Daniel House? Capella?
Sure. I mean, I'd say Capella. Capella has 5 straight 20 rebound games. Sir. Yeah.
But House has all of a sudden become a really, really good asset to this team.
Well, they might not have him tomorrow in Los Angeles. They're going to face the Clippers, Kawhi, and Paul George. First look at the two big prized offseason acquisitions.
They won a nice
for the Clippers
game yesterday.
By the way, yeah, I watched it.
Yeah.
Stayed up late and watched it. What was that?
That's Kawhi.
You ain't see that video?
No.
Do you have the video of him talking about his big dunk last night?
Yeah, hold on. Give me 1 second.
All right. This is peak Kawhi Leonard by any stretch.
So they're in Los Angeles. What does James Harden do on his off day?
In L.A.?
Yeah.
What does he not do? What is that?
What's the spread? I always get nervous when James Harden has off days in Los Angeles.
Yeah, because you should.
That's why I never want them to play Los Angeles in the playoffs. James will just have too much free time. Did you see that data about how much
on
worse?
On the road at the best
on the
strip
road
clubs?
Where there's the best strip clubs, James Harden does not play his best ball.
Yeah, no question. His numbers
in Atlanta were very troubling.
Yeah. There's a reason for that. Was it the gold? What?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Figgy, we got Kawhi Leonard. So he had a big dunk yesterday.
Yeah, it was a game changer.
He was asked to describe it. We've seen LeBron James kind of show off his memory and go just real descriptive with the play-by-play. Does Kawhi possess that skill?
Kawhi, can you take us through the dunk you had in the block?
What do you want me to say?
Whatever you want to say. It's just more of just the build-up leading to that play, what you were seeing and your thought process with everything.
Patrick threw me the ball. I took two dribbles to the paint and tried to jump high and dunk the basketball. And Kemba got it open for a three, and I jumped my highest to try to contest, and I got a block.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Nine times out of ten, when somebody responds to a question like that, you're thinking he's just being a jerk, right? You know, because Marshawn Lynch has been very, very candid and really has a great personality. You know, go back to some of the big sourpusses in sports history. You know, the majority of them actually can answer a question with depth and candor and excitement, you know, excitable and all that. No, this is Kawhi Leonard. If it's Christmas morning and he gets the brand new bicycle and he's 8 years old, he sounds like that. He's just that way. It's crazy.
That's him, man.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of love it.
I don't mind it. I wouldn't say that, you know, he's just being rude or whatever. That's just him.
713-572-4610. It's Texans game day. How you feeling? And oh, by the way, would you like to go? If so, be listening at 12:45 for the cue to call. And we will get you to the game. You got to come pick those up today, though, but it is a Ticket Thursday here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Let's lay down all the things that we need to be watching heading into this game next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.